judgment day. Take it back to the top.
Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. Actually, and I'm so glad you're here and you tuned in today, help lift up the name of Jesus with us, but I do want you to know that today's broadcast is a special pre-recorded program, but the spirit is still fresh. The music is still anointed, and the message is still for you right where you are. So, you know, clap your hands, sing along, and let's celebrate the goodness of the Lord together with the music, with the message, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. All right. I got a beautiful lineup for you today. Six songs back to back, 32 minutes of music. And we're going to get into that. But first, I do want to shout out the State Street Amy Zion Church and those who convened the Clean Slate Act, the Clean Slate Workshop there on Saturday, August 23rd. Such an important work. And the panelists were Senator Zelnor Myrie from the New York State sponsor of the Clean Slate Law, Senator Michelle Hinchey, our New York State representative, Undersheriff District 41, Undersheriff Jackie Salvatore, and she is currently the one of the candidates for the sheriff in Columbia County, will be the first Black African-American woman to hold that position if she is successful in her effort and to run in this race. Has distinguished herself in so many ways and born and raised here. So good always to hear what she's got to say. All these people are wonderful. Just, you know, love, love, love Senator Michelle and Senator Zelnor. Just love, love, love them. District Attorney Chris Liberati Conant. Time flies, right? I think he might be in his second year starting. But good guy, open heart, open ears, great ideas, and to bring justice in criminal justice systems here. Michael Capers, the director of the community outreach of Sweet Freedom Farm. Claire Cousin, the co-founder and a board member of the Hudson Catskill Housing Fellowship, Coalition rather, and a board member of Columbia Reentry. And Lukey Forbes, also a board member and founder of We Are Revolutionary. So, yeah, the Clean Slate Town Hall hosted there by the Coalition and Senator Michelle Hinchey at State Street Amy Zion Church. That's at 1 to 3:30 on yesterday. And just waiting to hear even more about all that happened there. And this wonderful thing's coming up. We're going back to school. Some people have already started back to school, college students, university students, higher advanced education, perhaps even some of the private schools. It's coming very quickly, September 4th, the first day of school back in the public school districts. And so pray for our children, all right, our parents, administrators, staff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, cafeteria workers, building maintenance, custodial engineers, you know, bus drivers and aides, everybody that has care of our children. They are our future, our present and our future. All right. So, yeah, we're going to just get those shout outs out there. And we're going to get into the business of the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Well Done started us off today with Brandon Watts and Selah Sound. And then we have coming up, I Am Thankful, Mr. J.J. Hairston and Useful Praise. Watch Me Praise Him, Samaje. You by Jermaine Dolly. Mighty Strong God by Stephanie Summers featuring J.J. Hairston. Lord and Friend, CeCe Winans. Your Great Name, Todd Delaney. Yes, beloved, I am thankful. Watch me praise him. You, mighty strong God, Lord and Friend, Your Great Name. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So I hope you can hang in there and don't go nowhere, because we are here for it. The music to touch the heart and the mind and the soul. I'm thankful.
ready for some hand clapping, foot stomping church. Yes. Now, I hope they got some good music tonight. Because I done had a week. First of all, my check was short. Missed my nail appointment. Had to get brakes and tires on my car. But you know what? They said the tambourine lady is here. And she always ready. Watch this, y'all. Praise him.
Praise him.
Glory.
Hallelujah. There you go. Psalms 104:33. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. And I will sing praise unto my God while I have my being. I don't know what you come do.
I don't know what you come do.
Oh, I don't know what you come do.
Amazing. I got an idea. I want to sing that same song, but just bring it up today. Can I do that? Same song.
Okay.
Just a different beat.
Yeah.
Can I try it?
Do your thing.
All right, let's do it.
What?
Lord. If you don't want to praise him, watch me praise him. Love that. Jermaine Dolly is up next, and he's got you. Ooh, love Yo, this man. Also. Why are you always smiling? Why are you always happy?
People I get always it. Ask me, why am I always so happy and never down? And why I'm always laughing and how they never seem to catch me with a frown. Some may think it's not real and I know that a lot feel it's a show. So I wrote this song to tell you about someone I am familiar with and know. So I tell them that it's you. You're the reason why I smile. You pick me up when I am low. And that's what you get when you're a child. That's so much that I can say about the man I'm referring to. Jesus, 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 Jesus. All the praise belong to you. Wake up every morning, thankful of a new day dawn, just to see.
begin to give God glory. If you know he's the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, I tell you to open your mouth and bless him.
He's
beloved, oh, he reigns, hallelujah, he reigns. He reigns right here on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, and Greene County, Ulster County, Rensselaer, all around town, WGXC.org online, WGXC Acre. This is the bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. Hang on in there, beloved. Don't quit in the dip. You hang on in there. And that's why we're here, to help you do what you do. You want to give him praise or you want to give a prayer? He's here. He's listening. And I thank God for that, too. We serve a mighty, strong God. That is Mr. J.J. Harrison and Miss Stephanie Summers singing that song to the glory of God. We got more music like that coming right out you. Lord and friend, Miss CeCe Winey. Did I say Winey? CeCe Winans. And your great name, Mr. Todd Delaney. After that, I will come back with our spiritual social commentary for today. He reigns.
Yeah. just shout Jesus. Woo! Feels good in this room.
Sing it, King Jesus!
beloved, I know it's true. Power in the name. You know it too. I know you're out there and you know what we talking about. Ooh, don't even make you want to shout. Hey, I tell you, something about the name. There's power in that name. There is power in that name. And I don't get caught up. You say, oh, well, you know, his name wasn't Jesus. You know, it was Yeshua. It was Yahshua. It was Joshua. Whatever. There's power in it. There's power in it. You know, and he answers. You know, folks call me by different names. You know, family members have their pet names. You know, loved ones have their pet names, right? You know, my grandchildren have their name. My son have that name, mom, and all that kind of stuff. I listen. I hear them when they call my name. I ain't got that kind of power, but I know who has that power, and that's where I point them to, too. He gives me power to do what I do, and he can do the same for you. That's what I tell him. All right? Listen, beloved, it is that time for my spiritual social commentary for today. I'm so grateful when I hear from people that it really helps them. People are getting stronger in their faith. They're getting some light in the tunnel. They're just, you know, getting encouraged, getting inspired, getting informed in the word and the will and the ways of God. So thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. Today, I want to share on the topic of a clean slate. I want to talk about that for a minute. I, of course, this is pre-recorded. I plan to have been there yesterday. looking like a time traveler or something, you know, talking about something that was coming up and now it's past. But I hope I was there, and I'm sure it was wonderful. But I want to talk about the clean slate. If you don't know what it is, if you may know somebody who might need this kind of information, hope you can have a, you know, writing instrument nearby, or you can always go on archive and look at it again. In the Word of God, in Psalm 103, verse 12, it tells us, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He, God, removed our transgressions from us. As far as the east is from the west. All right. We can fly and get, you know, to California about 6 hours or so. Remember back in the days, or think about in the days when they had to go by horseback and whatnot. It took them weeks to get their train. It took them weeks to get there, days to get there. We can get there in a few hours, but we know how far the east is from the west. And then when we talk about the east and the orient and where we are in the western hemisphere, you know, there's distance there. God wants to put us in a frame of mind that his ways is kind of different, and he will remove our transgressions from us. That's a clean slate. In 2023, the New York legislator passed and the governor signed the Clean Slate Act, and it seals certain criminal records after a person has done their time and rebuilt their life. Some call it dangerous, some call it soft, but I call it biblical, because our God is a God of new beginnings, fresh mercy, and second chances. God has a pattern, beloved. In the Word of God, we read where David cried out, "Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." In Psalm 51 and verse 7, God gave David a clean slate. Paul said, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and the new has come." 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. That's a clean slate. The thief on the cross heard Jesus say, "Today, today, you will be with me in paradise." That's found in Luke chapter 23 and verse 43. That was the clean slate of eternity. And when the woman was caught in adultery and stood condemned, the man that she was caught with got off. He wasn't nowhere to be found, mind you. But and I say that often because, you know, it's just a glaring omission, right? But Jesus declared, "Where are they that condemn you? Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more," in John 8 and 11. That's the mercy of a clean slate. Over and over, God wipes the board clean and writes a new story for us, beloved. The law in the light of the gospel. That's what the Clean Slate Act does in the civic sphere. It doesn't erase justice, but folks still serve their sentences, but it says your worst days don't have to define your whole life. It says if God can make you new, society ought to give you room to live new. That's gospel, beloved, and that's gospel ethics in public policy. Joseph forgave his brothers. They threw him in a pit. They sold him into slavery. They hated him. But he said, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. In Genesis chapter 50 and 20, he gave his brothers a clean slate and saved his family. And there was a man named Naaman. He was a warrior, a general even. And he dipped in the Jordan. He had leprosy. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was made clean. He got a clean slate for his body and his soul. In the Word of God in Luke chapter 15 and 24, many of us are familiar with the story of the prodigal son who came back home after squandering all of the money the father had given him, even asked the father to give him his inheritance before he died. But the father said, my son was dead and now he's alive again. We're going to have a party. A clean slate restored him to the table. Praise be to God. Oh, beloved, some people say that people should always live with the record of their crimes. But Micah, in the book of Micah in chapter 6 and verse 8, it says, what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to show mercy and walk humbly with God? Justice without mercy is vengeance. Mercy without justice is sentiment. But the kingdom of God holds both together. Jesus said the healthy don't need a doctor but the sick. And I came not to call the righteous but sinners. If Christ came to heal the broken, how dare we keep them in chains? To resist clean slate is to freeze people in their past when Christ has already unlocked their future. That's not just out of step with compassion. It's out of step with Christ himself. The church is the gateway. We can be, hallelujah, those who extend a clean slate. Amen. The state has already done it when the Clean Slate Act passed. The blood of Jesus sealed our record, expunged our sins, and gave us a future we didn't deserve. So if Christ has done that for us, how can we deny it for others? Let us stand with redemption. Let us walk with restoration. Let us say with Jesus, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. That, beloved, is the gospel. And that is a clean slate. And I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I just had a little word from our sponsor, the Lord Most High. Amen. The Lord Most High. I pray, gracious and merciful God, and thank you that through the blood of Jesus, our sins are cast as far as the east is from the west. We thank you for being the God of fresh mercy, the God of new beginnings, the God of clean slates. Lord, we lift up those who are seeking a second chance, men and women who served their time, who long to walk in restoration, who yearn to live free from stigma and shame. May the clean act be more than a law. May it be a reflection of your kingdom on earth, a sign that your grace is still at work in our world. Father, help us, your people, to walk in mercy, to act in justice, and to love kindness. Let us never forget that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. If you have given us a clean slate, then we too must extend that grace to others. Bless this state. Bless this nation. Bless every family longing for restoration. And may we always be the church that says, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen. I tell you, there's power in that name. And beloved, you can live again. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got that song coming up for you right now. And it's true. You can live again. Hallelujah. I don't care what you did, where you done, where you been. You can live again.
I know you've been broken. I know you've been suffering. Gone through tough times, but you will live again. I know you've been hoping, praying and fasting, waiting to hear an answer from heaven, but you will rise again. Oh, this time you're gonna be greater. This time,
this time
gonna be strong.
We'll be stronger.
He only tests you for a while. Now he's about to make you smile. It's gonna be better. And almost destroying you, but you will live again. Yeah. God didn't forget, here comes the shift, but you will rise again.
This time
you're gonna be.
Yes, beloved, it's going to be victory, because in walking in triumph in procession with Jesus Christ, he makes us victors. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, beloved, it's almost my time. Hallelujah. But it's always a good time. And although this is pre-recorded, the message was right on time. Listen. Want to say again, please think of our children and pray for them and our school leaders and our school districts. Keep that up in prayer. All right. It works. Prayer works. Prayer works. And listen, if you are sick and shut in, if you're lost and lonely, if you are feeling confused or depressed or stressed or grieving or bereaving, know that we are praying for you. We are praying for you. I hope that you are feeling the prayers, that you are being lifted out of whatever is trying to hold you down or hold you back. No matter how dark the clouds are, no matter how gray the day, you know the sun is still there. The sun is still there. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side. Don't quit in the dip. All right. Hang on in there in Jesus' name. Listen, if you want to know more about Overcoming Ministries, Pastor Kim, you can check us out. There's a contact information on our website at www.omichurch.com. Looking forward to our 25th anniversary in September. Looking forward to that, and hope to see some of you all out there for that. And then also, Back to Church, Back to School Sunday is the following day, September 21st at the Greenport Town Park, 2 p.m. And then our March for Jesus, and we're going to stamp out hate in our neighborhood. We're going to stamp it out in this county. Hope you'll help us. Hope you'll come on out. And if you do, you know, shake our hand. Let us know that you're here to take a stand. You're going to fight with us. We got to fight, beloved. Amen. Not with bullets and guns. That's not how this war is won. But we're going to fight. All right. Listen, never to forget, God loves you. He sent his son. What more could he do? He did that for you and for me too. God bless you till we meet or speak again. And we're going to leave you with one more song. And it's titled Always, Always. Remember, always. God is always there. God will always love you. God is always good. God bless you, beloved. Have a
Father,
great week.
Father, I trust you. Father, I trust you. Father, I trust you. Always. And Father, I need you. Can't do life without you. Father, I need you. Always.
Who has that testimony in the room? Sing it with us. Father.
Father, I trust you.
Father.
Father, I trust you.
You got it. Father.
Father, I trust you.
Somebody say always.
Always.
And sing, Father, I need you.
Father, I need you.
Can't do life.
Can't do life without you.
You got it. Father.
Father, I need you.
Somebody say
always.
The next part is just going to ask him to heal us. Say, Father, please heal me.
Father, please heal me.
Anybody need healing? Father.
Father, please heal me.
Come on, somebody in the hospital room, make this your prayer.
Father, please heal me.
Always.
Always.
Come on, sing, Father.
Father, please heal
and ask him, and bring me the victory.
And bring me the victory.
Sing, Father. Provide for me. Does anybody need provision? Father. Come on, if you're standing in need, ask him. When do you want him to do it? Sing, Father. Yeah. Come on, ask him, supply every one of my needs. Hey. Come on, sing, Father.